Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, let's say what's happening to Rifense Molehe. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
It's very cool to finally meet you. I've only heard about you on emails and such things.
Yes.
I mean, in a nutshell, you are born and raised in Pretoria. You've graduated from the University of Pretoria. You're currently a finalist for the Miss Jacaranda show. That's exciting.
Yes, quite exciting.
But you're also working on this big project that empowers women, and you're going to be hosting a women's conference called She Wolf, where you're going to highlight how women have always been strong. It's changing how the world perceives that strength, or at least that's what it says here. Is that an apt introduction?
Generally, that's what birthed how the She Wolf concept came about. So, you know, because one day I was just sitting. Well, let me put it firstly as when I went from tertiary to industry, it was a big transition. And that's when I've always been vocal. I've always been a leader. Last year I was a chairperson for my department, for the metallurgical engineering department.
Yeah.
And then when I got into industry, it seemed that my voice did not matter any longer. So that was a big, big impact on me. And one day I was posting on Instagram, which I'm a big hashtag person, and I realized I couldn't think of how to hashtag it. I was posting a picture and I was like, what does this picture say to me? And it's in that moment I was like, hashtag She Wolf. And that's when it all came to me that I've lost my strength and I need to regain my strength. And that's how I ended up joining Ms. Jacaranda's show.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. I mean, when you think of Women's Month and you think of the conversations we should be having as South Africans around women this year, 60 years since 20,000 women marched to the Union Buildings in 1956, what conversations should we be having as a nation at this point in time?
I know at some point they were considering who could replace our current president, and I was actually having this conversation with the people at work, which again, I'm in engineering industry where it's male dominated, and I thought it would be cool to actually have a female president, the first official one, especially in America where Hillary Clinton is running for president. So I thought maybe it's that time where South Africa also stepped up to that we also have a female president. And a lot of them actually rejected the idea. They're like, no. For example, they'll be like, we Zulu women should submit to us. I'm not ready to be ruled by a female. And that's a conversation we need to start having in South Africa, that we need to consider having a female president. And it shouldn't be taboo. It shouldn't be something that feels strange. But because of the different cultures that is present in South Africa and how women are raised and how women are seen from birth, it seems like it's still going to be far before we get to the point where we can actually really materialize having a female president.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's something that we definitely need to be working towards as a nation. What challenges do you think women of South Africa face?
I think right now, and I think I'll link it back to me being a female in engineering, is that we're still considered as, you should be submissive. That even though you have power, I'm respecting you because I'm told to respect you in the working environment. So I think we need to get to the point where, or rather, females are still facing the point where you're not respected because you're an equal. You're respected because either someone superior to you told you respect the woman, or in general, you just... Oh, another thing actually, like I mentioned to a lot of my friends that I experienced, is that when I was driving my car and then I was actually giving the car guard some money to say thank you for looking after my car. And then he actually, because I was driving with one of my colleagues, and he actually went to the guy who I was driving with and say thank you for giving me money. But I'm just like, that came from my pocket. So I think we need to get to that point where we stop thinking that women are inferior and women should always be submissive.
Absolutely. And I would imagine this is what you really want to achieve with the conference.
Yes.
How's it going to work? What's the vibe? How are you putting this whole thing together?
So how it's going to work is that we're actually covering a lot of different topics. So we're covering fitness, beauty, and we're looking into the business woman, and we're looking into the modern woman. And with those, it's highlighting your strength. So for example, with the beauty concept, there's a lady who... I'm currently speaking to, and she started her own makeup line. And I actually spoke to her last night, and she was telling me how South Africa is not receptive to the idea of actually considering some other makeup brand, because right now they still think Yardley and Revlon are the most relevant things. And she was just telling me her journey to actually getting to having to start her own product. So it's just feeding off that energy of someone who actually stepped up and said, I'm going to do my own thing, even though people may not understand my concept, even though people will overlook my concept. So in general, with all the topics we're having, it's just a theme of strength as a woman.
Very, very important. What are some of the challenges that you've faced in putting this together?
Oh, the challenge, one of the biggest challenges is venue, because I had confirmed or had booked a venue, and right now, as it seems, it's more of a people want to second guess it, and they're suggesting that I must change the date, but I'm like, no, I'm keeping the date. So yes, venue was the biggest thing that I had to face, and that's about it, because a lot of my friends have been very receptive to the idea, and then I've been posting it on Instagram and different platforms, and a lot of people seem very receptive to the idea, so attendance is not much of a concern.
I think this is fantastic. I'm very excited to see how the whole thing rolls out. What is the Miss Jacaranda Show?
Yes, Miss Jacaranda Show. So in Pretoria, this Miss Jacaranda Show went from being Miss Spring Show, and then it's now called Miss Jacaranda Show. So what it is that you enter pageant, let's say in June, and it's a more of a 2-3 month process where you are built as a contestant. So generally you go through learning, going through workshops about how to brand yourself, how to market yourself, and you actually learn how to work in a team. For example, this weekend we came from a boot camp and we were placed in different groups. So there's different categories. There's the Miss Preteen, there's teen, and there's also just the Miss and Mr. title. So yes, it's a like I've mentioned before, is that a couple of the winners is Armand, who's right now representing South Africa in Mr. World. And there's also Cindy now as well, who also previously won the title. And as we know, she became Miss South Africa. So it's a big platform to grow in character and grow in yourself. But then it doesn't mean that if you enter that, your stream of line or what you're aiming for is the Miss South Africa title. It's really a process where you learn who you are, and you actually grow as an individual, and you gain confidence, and you actually reassured about the things that you love and believe in. So yes,
very cool. Do you want to be Miss South Africa? Is that the end goal here?
It's not the end goal, but it's a direction that I'm also working towards, and I think that's one of the reasons why I entered Miss Jacaranda Show as preparation for Miss South Africa, and I'll definitely be entering next year.
Well, listen, it's been great to find out a little bit more about you. I'm so glad that you dropped that mail in the first place. What do you really want people to have learned about you following these past few minutes?
What I want them to learn, actually, and I hope they take that for themselves personally, is that if you have a dream, for example, I'm in the engineering industry, people don't understand the things that I do, doing pageants and stuff. If you have a dream and it makes sense to you and you have a vision, go for it. And sometimes it may be hard, sometimes you yourself may not understand what you're doing, but in the end, all the dots will connect, and the point is to make a positive difference in the world we live in.
Fantastic. Just before we wrap it up, we got a call from Razi and Pule, who want to speak to you.
Yes.
What's happening, Razi and Pule? Talk to your girl, Rifense.
Yo, Rifense, how's it?
I'm good, how are you, B?
We are good.
Yes, I'm good. Hi, Wazi.
Hey, darling, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Well, thank you. I support you. I mean, we South Africa does need a female president, because with the way women are so organized, women are good at putting things in place. So I believe we do need a female president. So I believe you should be a contestant. We should be voted for you, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Wati.
Nice, thanks, right, guys. Thanks.
Yo, what up, Vince? What up?
Hey! How do we get involved in voting in that?
Excuse me, come again?
In voting, can we vote for you? Is that a part of it? Is that they were alluding to? Yeah.
Yes, part of the Miss Jacaranda Show is voting, and the closing line is on the 27th of August, which is the crowning night as well. And you can vote for Rifense Molehe at 35959. And you can vote as many times as you would like.
Fantastic. Rifense Molehe, thank you so much for stopping by. How do we keep up with you on social media?
You can keep up with me on Instagram, Fancy Face, which the fancy is spelled FENSI, then face FACE.
Beautiful. There you go. Thank you very much for hanging out.
Thank you so much for having me.
When you're growing a small business, meetings, telecoms, and admin move into dinners, recitals, and bedtime stories. But we know you knew that. We know that between the successes and failures, the courage to continue is what counts. We also know that the right meetings, telecons and admin means better dinners, recitals at the school you want, and great bedtime stories. The courage to grow is business. We've got the advisors, products and solutions that enable you to do so. MTN Business. A new world of business. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.